Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, my listeners. Welcome to this episode of Hard Knocks Podcast. I am Nick Maverick Mendez. I'm here with two of my very special co-hosts, Christopher the Danimo Gilbert and Bo Metro Brace. And today on this show, we have a special guest near and dear to my heart, CJ the Wolf Spinelli.
That's woo! Me. Glad to be here. Glad to be here.
All right. just an FYI to you guys, if you hear like background rain, it's because we live in tin huts type of things, and the rain echoes. So just FYI. Okay, it's back to the show. So I'm gonna go ahead and just introduce Wolf just for a little bit. So Wolf is a specialist in the United States Army Reserves. She's been in for 5 years, serving as an MP. She's been deployed once to an undisclosed location, kinda. She also works for Homeland Security back in the States. Yeah. Go ahead and just, you know, tell us, give us a little backstory about you. You know, where you came, where we grew up. You know, what you do for fun. Just, you know.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm 25. Grew up in Brooklyn, New York. Got to see the good and bad parts of New York City at a pretty young age. Played ball basically my entire life. Could have went to college for it, but joined the Army.
Like what, ball? Baseball?
Yeah,
basketball.
Okay. Basketball.
What did you, were you a one?
Yeah, I was a point guard.
You handled the rock?
Handled the rock,
not
man.
A girl.
Like a pro.
Ooh.
Yeah, definitely a highlight of my life was high school ball.
So what happened with the college thing then?
Lost my scholarships my senior year.
How so?
It's a long story, but long story short, I missed my senior year season due to some family drama.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
And, yeah, so all my scholarships kind of got pulled, but I mean, no regrets. I joined the Army a year after I graduated.
So were you 18 then when you joined?
Or? Yeah, I was 18.
Okay. And what made you want to join?
I always wanted to join the military. My grandfather.
For real?
Yeah, for real.
Nice.
Weirdly. But I definitely had a different idea of what the Army would be like when I was younger.
Oh, for sure.
So,
I think
you know,
we all did.
Yeah.
I think we all did.
It's not Call of Duty, that's for
it's
sure.
It's not Call of Duty.
That's why I joined.
God damn it.
But yeah, so I've always wanted to. It was never my, like, number one plan. But when I lost my scholarships, I kind of felt like my back was a little against the wall.
So, did you think the job you're doing now was going to be what it fucking is?
No, dude. Honestly, like, I made the decision to join within, like, a week.
Damn.
Like, it was split second.
Very similar.
Yeah.
It took me a while.
So when I went and I, like, talked to the recruiter and took the ASVAB, like, I had no idea what anything he was, like, talking about meant. Like, I thought Army and thought, like, infantry was, like,
so,
what you did.
So, when you did that, did they show you, like, a video of, like, badass, like, hush
yes.
to get in?
Yeah.
And then you're at where you're at now? That's yeah. what happened
that's
to me.
That's what they did
I,
to me.
You know, I didn't even join as an MP. I joined as a generator mechanic.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
Yeah, dog. So, oh. That sucked.
Oh.
That definitely sucked.
Okay. Well, first things first, how are you today? How's your day been?
Oh, good, man.
Okay.
Big chilling.
Big chilling,
yeah.
Love it. Well, we're all really glad to have you on this podcast. You know, it's good to be a good time.
Yeah.
So, have you ever been on anything like this, like radio interviews, podcasts, TV shows, nothing like that? No.
No, I mean the most I've done is like high school interviews for basketball, but
okay,
that's literally
it's the first time for everything.
First time.
Okay. Well, if you're listening in today, you're probably wondering about the title PB and Gay.
I'm gay.
I wouldn't have guessed. I didn't think she was gay. I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. I love her. Love her to death. Love
dude,
her to
if
death.
You guys could see me, you would know I'm so fucking gay.
What do you mean by that?
I look like you guys. Look like a little boy.
I look a little better, but I mean, yeah.
A little better. But.
I mean, Gogurt's Danimal's butt ugly, but.
Oh, thanks.
I'm kidding. I love you, Danny. I love you.
You've really glowed up.
Yeah, I
that's
definitely
for sure.
Yeah, the glow
yeah,
up.
Glowed up.
The glow up.
Fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's the title of this podcast. So let's Right now, it's time for the meat and potatoes of this episode. Mm. So, what are some of the pros and cons of like being a female and a lesbian in the army? You know, like what's any challenges or, I guess yeah, pros and cons.
Number one pro is that I get to hang out with the guys, and no one ever questions it. Especially a place like here, you know, you see a chick hanging out with a bunch of guys.
Well, there's a lot to that because you pull your own weight, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? So I think that's a big, it's misconstrued a lot. So people, like, in the military, you'll see people, you know, even higher-ups and stuff like that who have, like, kind of against the female thing. They're mm-hmm. super old school with it. And it tends to be when females, like, pull their own weight. It's like a trial and error type thing, you know, because there's new dudes who are assumed that they know how to handle everything, and they turn out to be shitbags. But they still don't get that trial and error period like a lot of females do. Mm-hmm. So I think once people see that you can not only hold your own weight but excel at a good rate, that it kind of changes everyone's mind.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I've dealt with guys who are, like, stupid, and then like, in the military, and, like, I've dealt with females who can pull their own weight, and I'd rather go to war, so to speak, with those females rather than that guy, because I'm like, well, this guy's dumb as hell. Like,
yeah, you gotta base things off of a person's capabilities.
Yes, and that's how I judge people. Not judge people, that's how I determine, like, okay, this person's like a squared away person, or he's like, you know, I don't care if you're a female, male, gay, non-gay, race, yellow, purple, pink, blue, you know, I don't care. If you're a good person, you're a good person. If you can hold your own and you ain't fake, you tell how it is, you're good in my book.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, what about in the civilian side? Any different major differences being treated, you know,
on the civilian side? I feel like people are more... I think the military is not as advanced as, like, the civilian world.
No,
we're, like, super behind here.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, when it comes to... I mean, I feel like you can't just treat a female any kind of way on the civilian work side. You know, there are, like, repercussions to being sexist or, you know... anything like that. So I don't really see or have to deal with too many people kind of treating me poorly based on my gender or sexual orientation.
Okay.
So.
Well, not to like, I mean, I want to take a step back a little bit, but not to change the subject, but what about like growing up as far as like high school and stuff like that? Like, how did that go?
Oh man, so high school, I went to I got a basketball scholarship to a college preparatory school.
Mm-hmm.
So the school was like $30,000 a year, and I was going to school with kids who had millionaires for parents. and I didn't grow up with shit, you know.
Yeah.
So the hard part about that was, one, you know, everyone could tell when you're poor if you're a millionaire.
What
I mean?
Yeah, for
it's just obvious.
Yeah.
And then on top of it, girls don't like girls in high school. You know, girls really are catty.
Yeah.
And then girls. Coming out as a lesbian, mm-hmm. At first it was actually pretty bad.
When did you like come out as lesbian?
So I didn't come out by choice.
Yeah.
I actually got caught hooking up with a girl.
Oh, really?
Damn!
In the locker room,
Clapping cheeks.
And the girl that caught us didn't like me. Ran her mouth.
Jealous.
Yeah, she ran her mouth, and within like 24 hours, everyone knew.
Did you beat her ass?
Nah, I actually wound up hooking up with her my senior year.
Oh yeah.
The ultimate revenge. Hook up with the girl that ran on you. I don't know if that's a better revenge story.
Who did you hang out with like in high school? Like, was it more guys, more girls? Like,
It was like a combination. Yeah. I was into like so many sports.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So like I had a bunch of female friends from like soccer and softball and basketball, but then I mean I've always been like a bro.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Even before I came out, like I've just always been a bro. So I had like a good mix of friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. At least like you just weren't isolated to one person, like one group. You were just like bouncing around.
Yeah.
I'm a
social butterfly.
That's good. You know, that's how I was too. Mm-hmm. Like growing up, I just didn't have one clique. I hated that. I just jumped around and
so did you find yourself still hanging out with like your people from your regular school before you got the scholarship to go to the prep school?
Actually, no. Most of my friends from before high school, they all ventured out and went to high school for basketball as well. And like I said, girls are catty and girls can be haters. So a lot of the friends that I had, like when they saw me kind of, I don't want to say doing better, but doing well for myself, That definitely, like, made certain friendships a little less genuine. No, I wasn't really chilling with, like, the younger, my younger crew. I don't really have that many friends from, like, like, my young years, you know? Like, most people have, like, lifelong friends, and I have, like, I think I have one lifelong friend.
What, I bet, like, so I know you have, like, you have pretty high confidence. That's, like, one thing that's awesome about you. And, like, I think why you perform so well at, like, your job and in general.
So life in general.
I bet just the high confidence, I bet that helped you, too, like, in high school and, you know, going into the military and everything.
Well, I mean, I don't think I have high confidence. I think for a while I faked it until I felt like I could make it.
Yeah.
Fake it till you make it. That's what they say.
But I think I'm just a little more secure with myself now. Like, I know who I am. I know what I'm good at. I definitely know what I'm not good at. You know, and I think that, like, helps me navigate through life a little bit more.
That makes more sense. So,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's also got to be a New York thing.
Yeah,
you kind of have to be a tough bitch before you get beat up, man.
East Coast living. You know what? I am glad I grew up on the West Coast. Chill like a pill.
And that's the underrated part of the military is, like, all of us are from different corners of the world.
Literally,
we
get an
opportunity to all not just only work together, but to live together, spend time together, build that camaraderie.
Yeah, get to know each other on a personal level. Like, I was talking to Danimo a couple of days ago, and I was like, dude, I wanted to start this podcast so long ago, but I honestly don't think it would have had the same kind of flow because I didn't really know you guys as well as I do now. So now that we have time and, you know, getting to know each other, I feel closer to you guys, and I feel like we can open up more each other about, like, certain subjects, you know, so.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So did you have to, like, get a, like, a fake boyfriend in high school or
You had a fake boyfriend? Dude,
fake boyfriend story. Story time.
So I, like, planned this whole thing out. I got my first day of high school. I was like, okay, find a boy that is, like, just easy to manipulate. And literally the first person
you just made him your bitch?
I made him my bitch. I'm sorry, AJ. Like, but, dude, like, he was the first person that came up to me. You could tell he was, like, all, like, starry-eyed, like, dude. So I was like...
Did you have long hair back then?
I did. I did. I was super... Yeah, I had long hair. I was cute, man.
Were you a girly gal back then? Like,
I was always... I've always been a tomboy. But, yeah, like, I wore, like, chick clothes. So,
like, the tight jeans and, like...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know. So,
I don't know, like, baggy clothes. Like, what's up? I'm Biggie Smalls, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I made him my boyfriend. And it wasn't until, like, he was, like, trying to start, like, doing shit where I was like,
all right, you gotta
bro, this ain't it, bro. Like, how do you not know?
So, did that confuse your parents, or did they know at, like, a young age that?
Oh, no, my parents had no idea.
They really had no clue.
No. My mom was, like, shell-shocked.
Really?
Dude, she was, like, not having it. So my mom's side of the family is super Catholic.
Okay.
Like, to the point where when they found out I was gay, my grandfather didn't talk to me for, like, a year and a half.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, I would come home and my grandma would, like, put her hand and pray over me.
Cure the gayness?
Seriously, yeah.
What?
God damn.
My mom was... I don't know how my mom felt. She wasn't happy, but I think it was more, like, her being worried for what my life would be like as far as how people would treat me.
Oh, okay.
And you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like,
yeah, okay, I got you.
It ain't easy.
Like,
being
bullying. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know.
I can see that. So, there's the state that me and Gogurt live in that's very religious based. And you see a lot of that with families too, like kids who are scared to come out just because of their religion.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're bullying all the time. There's suicides even, like.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's not right.
They end up just moving away and then finally come out after. It's like, it's kind of sad, you know, in a
way.
Yeah,
that they're forced to leave their families just to live their, like, true life.
Yeah, that sucks. I hate seeing that.
So, my uncle he's gay, and because he was so afraid of his parents, he had to marry his best friend, and they had to adopt kids because he didn't want to have sex with his wife.
Yeah.
And they were married for, like, God, I don't know, a long time, until their kids were, like, in middle school and stuff, and finally he was like, I can't fake the funk no more. And then, but he's still best friends with his ex-wife, and they still share, like, a higher lower condo.
Oh, really? Oh, that's what's up.
damn, I don't know if I'd be able to do that. Just fake, like, a boyfriend or a girlfriend. You know, like, I can't. Like,
dude, my grandparents, like, shunned him for, like, 3 years.
See, that's sad, man.
Especially to our marriage. God damn.
Like, that's, I mean, that's commitment. Like, yeah. If I was a female or the girl, I'd be like, yeah, look, I can't do this. You're going to pipe me down or not?
Well, it's funny, too, because it's because just looking at him, you wouldn't think he's gay. And then he talks, and you're like,
oh, you're
right.
So gay.
Like, how does parents not know for so long?
I feel like it's so much harder for guys. And that's that's sad. Like, it's so much harder for guys.
Yeah, because there's that stigma where you got to be, like, a manly man.
Yeah.
You know, especially nowadays. Like,
well, he is a great provider. He's, like, makes a lot of money. He pays for both those condos, feeds his kids.
And that's what being a real man is.
Yeah, just providing for your family and taking care of
it. Doing that. Thing.
Just security.
Yeah.
That sucks when people are so fucking rude.
I think it's ignorance too. It's like ignorance. The old way of thinking.
Just for like sexual orientation, it's like you just be a good person.
Hell yeah.
That's about it.
So that's great. So when you went up to your fake boyfriend, how did you say it? You're just like, yo, you're gonna be my boyfriend. I'm like, no questions asked.
No, I had to make it a little like.
So you're like, oh my god, real. Do you want to be my boyfriend? Like,
I had to feel him out a little bit, see if he was into me. Totally into me. But like super quick, I mean, I guess it's like that when you're young. Like a week later, he like asks you to be your boyfriend. So I was like, yeah, like perfect. I would love to. So into you. I roll.
Do you guys like hold hands and like?
We held hands. He would like. It was so annoying. He would sit next to me in every class, follow me through the hallways, and mind you, like he's actually one of my best friends till this day.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. But it was just super annoying. Like, there's nothing more annoying than being a full blown lesbian and having a guy.
But
hang
that's
over
also
you.
The cool part about being a lesbian is you get to bounce between both worlds. You get to hang out with the dudes, and you get to, like we say like
seriously
all the time. Like you get to be with the dudes, and you also get to hang out with the gals.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. All the gals.
And then you just like infiltrate the gals. You're like, hey gals.
Oh my
god,
it's so great. So, it makes everyone so mad. I love it.
Why? Because you're stealing everyone's girls?
Well, I'm not stealing everyone's girls. They think that I am, and that's the fun part. Is like 90% of the girls that I hang out with, like I'm genuinely just friends with.
Right.
But people see me
as a
chilling
threat.
In a group. Yeah, and they see me chilling with a bunch of girls, and they're like, "Wow, like haters, man."
haters.
Yeah. So we started dating, and like we would hold hands and. I would, like, fake flirt. It was gross.
Fake flirt.
Gross. You know, and, like, we would even make out and shit, like, in front of people. Yeah, like,
just for
I was trying to sell it.
I bet from, like, afar, like, you looked, like, annoyed as shit. You know what I mean? Like,
probably.
Like, you look like you're putting up with him instead of fucking, like, dating him.
Yeah, seriously. Probably.
Just to fake the funk.
To fake the funk. I had to sell it. But it got to the point where, like, you know, young guys are horny. They want to get it in, and he was like, you know, CJ, like, we should do some things, and I'm like, dude, we shouldn't.
We
should wait.
We should wait forever.
We should wait for marriage. That's never gonna come.
Yeah.
Literally and figuratively.
Like the first time you guys kissed. Like the first time you guys kissed, were you like thrown up in your mouth?
Oh my god! Gross? So like, he was like, he had like so much facial hair.
Oh god!
And that's a good look.
Seriously, I was like, what the fuck is this? Mind you, I'd never kissed a girl
before. In high
school
you had facial hair?
Yeah.
What a lucky son of a bitch.
Yeah, I bet I had like whiskers.
Dude, I had like terrible fucking sideburns that I refused to shave because I wanted to be a man so bad.
It's taken 5 months for
you know, like
how
Danny like shows off like his five chesters. I was like, guys, look at this sideburns.
Yeah.
And, like, one side was, like, longer than the other.
Oh, you know how to, like, measure, like, the trim.
Oh, dude, I didn't give a fuck, man.
That's
I was
not a
like,
good look. Chicks probably dig that in high school, though.
I don't know.
I don't
probably
think so.
Not.
I see myself in high school. I was like, God, Mom, like, why did I listen to you?
Whiskers.
I mean, granted,
my mom would tell me all the time, too, like, you should change, honey. And I'm like, fuck you, Mom. I'm a man, damn.
I was emo in high school, so, like, I had no facial hair. I had my hair, like, past my eyes, and I was like, yeah, I hate the world. I was like, yeah, we're in all black.
No way.
Yeah.
Had like Invader Zim sweatbands.
Yeah, I had like the sweatbands with like the red stars on them. And I was like, yeah.
Like that Vans band that like clipped. It was the checkerboard.
Yeah, that's what I had.
With the checker belt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
the studded checker belt.
Yeah, I was like the seatbelt.
Did you really?
Yeah.
It was a seatbelt clip?
Yeah, I was
didn't
so
have like the ball caps on it too?
Yeah. Oh, God.
All the pins? Yeah.
Okay, no, I wasn't that like. You know. But I like skated. I was like, yeah, skate or die, man, you know?
Dude, I was the preppiest son of a bitch you'd ever.
No way.
Oh yeah, I had like the puka shell necklace, like a plain t-shirt,
damn,
cargo shorts.
I was low key gangsta.
Well, I mean, you're East Coast.
I assume
I can see
from
it.
Brooklyn,
dude,
like
Method Man, Red Man.
Not yet.
You wore the Tims in the winter
I
of like
the
fucking
Tims
fur coat.
Fuck yeah,
whoa,
I did, bro.
That's straight up gangster.
And I killed it.
That's straight up gangster.
Did you have to put extra spray on them to repel the water?
I actually had, yes. First, yes.
I feel like that'd be a big thing
in
New
high
York.
School, I had like 10 pairs of Tims.
10 pairs?
And like 5 were all the fucking same color, dude. Like,
you just rotate.
Just hella Tims.
Every day just so they won't wear out.
So
I was hick. Yeah. I had like part emo a little bit, but I was like mostly hick. I wore cowboy boots.
Oh, yes.
I hung out on the tailgate of everyone's truck.
Where you're from, though, that makes sense. Like,
yeah,
you're part of town.
Yeah, it is. It does.
Yuck.
I'd never seen a pair of cowboy boots until 2016.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Deadass. So, I went to my first country bar and was like, what the fuck?
I know, I've never been to a country bar. My wife has, and she said it's kind of weird because she's Guatemalan. And she didn't really grow up around, like, a lot of white people. No offense to what white people out there listening.
Me.
she didn't really grow up around white people. You know, it was kind of like when she went to high school and college, it's kind of really intermingled. And, you know, so she went to a cowboy, or I guess like a line dancing bar with her Asian friend. Not even a white friend, her Asian friend. And in line dance, she said... She told me it was, like, the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm from, like, an almost all-white community. And they call me Metro for a reason because I like to take care of myself.
And that's okay.
And I stuck out like a
sore
fucking
thumb
in my first country bar.
Yeah, dude.
But where I win is on the dance floor.
Oh, God. He thinks he wins on the dance floor.
No, all the dudes, like, they'll sit on the side and, like, watch their gals
that's
have
so
fun.
True.
And I'm fucking out there having a blast.
You know, that's me. I'm not afraid to, like... If my gals are, I'll dance with her, you know. I'll go and I'll show up and show out.
Gals love the confidence, man.
And that's honestly how, like...
Oh, me and Mama Bear living. Love going dancing.
Do you like dancing, Wolf?
I love dancing.
Really? What kind of music do you dance to?
Everything.
Everything.
Everything. Except for country. I don't know how to line dance.
Yeah, I don't
line
know.
Line dance is fucking easy.
Swing dance?
I've never done
that. I know a little bit.
I love hip-hop clubs. It's like my number one. Obviously.
You get ratchet out
I get
there.
Fucking ratchet.
Do you twerk?
Okay, yes.
Oh my God.
No, I don't twerk in public.
In public?
In public.
Why? Does it make everyone jealous?
Yes.
Also, you don't want to be a video somewhere.
You don't. Dude, yeah. That's like, I think about that every time I go to a club or a bar. Like, people are always on their phones taking videos. And I'm always like, don't do anything stupid because you will wind up on Worldstar. On YouTube, on Facebook.
God.
The amount of times
I've woken up of a video of me is
on
like,
Snapchat?
Yes.
That's victimizing, bro.
Oh, yeah, because then you're like, oh my God, I am so embarrassed.
Seriously.
I didn't mean to do this.
Dude, the shame from that is terrible.
It's bad.
They're like, dude, you were so fun last time. Like, well, it looked kind of embarrassing.
No, you were great. Like, I don't feel great right now.
Facts.
It was sick, and then you like puked in the car. It was awesome. You're like, oh, sorry, Mom.
For real.
Tuesdays, though, you know?
Tuesdays. Just regular Tuesdays. Regular Tuesday. All right, so the main question that I think everyone here in this room, and possibly everyone else in the world, wants to ask, or I want to know, are all straight females bi-curious?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, how so and why? What do you think? I mean, elaborate.
One, do you see women? Yeah. Women are, they're beautiful.
They're very beautiful.
They are the
there's
most
only
magnificent.
One.
And she's gorgeous.
She is, for sure.
She's a dime.
Yeah, I think it would be weird for someone to like look at a gorgeous woman and not want to put their tongue down their throat. Like,
so you're saying a female looks at another female, she's like, damn, she's hot?
Absolutely. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, not like...
I think females' version of hot, though, is different from males' version of hot.
Oh, by a long shot. Oh, yeah.
Because I'll talk to Mama Bear quite a bit, and she thinks, like, the skinny, like, model-looking gals are, like, what every guy's after. And I'm, like, I try to reassure, like, 1,000 times that, like, maybe 1 out of 10 guys think that's actually attractive.
Yeah. That's true.
True, yeah.
That's true. I don't really go for that.
And a lot of females think, like, that's what men are looking for. Like, that's the standard. That's what they should be like. the fucking collarbones sticking out past their nose and stuff.
Well, that's like how society kind of portrays it. Like, look at every like magazine cover.
Even Instagram.
But I think that was
models.
In the past. I think our generation's bringing up.
Oh hell yeah!
Especially with social media, like our generation's bringing up like a different style of woman. That's actually what most people are looking for. It's more realistic.
Yeah.
Goal than as to what it was in the past.
For sure. Mm-hmm. It's kind of sad because like, you know, the past. I feel like people still deal with it. Like, I know so many beautiful girls who struggle with, like, the way that they look.
Yeah, body dysmorphia.
Because, like, first off, like, what do you do all day? Like, you scroll on Instagram and you see all these gorgeous gals and, like, you just, you know, compare yourself to them and it sucks, but...
Oh, yeah. No, definitely.
Yeah, but...
So that still happens quite a bit, though. The comparing.
Oh, my God, yeah.
See, that's also where guys differ from, like gals, like I'll see a dude who's like shredded on like Instagram or something like that, and I'll like look for his workouts. I won't really like sit there and like try to compare myself to him, or like say, hey, I wish I was there. I'll see what he's doing to get to that point,
yeah,
and then
for sure.
I'll try to mimic my workouts similarly towards that.
Yeah, almost every girl that I've been with, and I have a pretty, I mean, I feel like I have a pretty good track record. Like, I luckily and thankfully can pull some pretty cute girls.
Oh shit, you got the gals smitten.
I got the gals smitten.
You got the gals smitten.
But, you know, and these girls are gorgeous, beautiful in their own kind of in a way. But even the most beautiful girl, like, has just a million insecurities in the back of her mind. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if you guys know, I've married.
And that's right.
Gals at 10, man. She's gorgeous. She's Japanese, Italian, and Hawaiian. Like, what a mix.
Ooh,
first off,
that's a mix,
pizza.
Dude.
She's a czar.
Banging body,
what a pizza.
Beautiful hair, and is probably the most insecure girl I've ever met.
Really?
Oh man,
it's sad.
That's sad. Yeah, insecurities come from society.
That, I think that's more common than not with a super hot fucking gal, because their standards for themselves
super high.
Yeah. And which. So the standards for themselves are super high. So I think they, like, the smallest of, I don't know, like, wrongdoing.
Yeah.
They blow out of proportion, right?
That's true. Like, uneven eyebrows. That's, like, huge. Girls freak out over that.
Yeah, my wife, she gets her eyebrows done all the time. And she's like, are my eyebrows fine? I'm like, babe, your eyebrows look, like, normal. They look great. And she's like, I feel like they're not. I'm like, babe, I'm telling you, they look even.
I didn't even know eyebrows were a thing until we were on, like, working one day, and you were talking about, like, doing your eyebrows and shit. I had no clue, like...
No way.
I had no clue people even did their fucking eyebrows.
I mean, my wife does them all the time, and she says, I need to get them done. I mean, I got a bunch
of... Like, I'm in the mirror on Acne Patrol. I'm never thinking, like, hey, these caterpillars, like, need to be trimmed down.
Fuck yeah, man. Eyebrows are huge.
I mean, the face is the first thing a person looks at, and then if they're not, like...
I always look at teeth.
Dude, teeth.
A smile will whip.
So did I ever tell you my Vegas story about the teeth?
No.
So me and my buddies were in Vegas one time, and so in Vegas there used to be this thing called like the ice bar. It was like below the level of like the Vegas Strip. Uh-huh. And on top of it there was like this bar that played like just decent music. It was kind of a good hangout spot, get a quick drink and then head on your way. Mm-hmm. And we were in there. And I was super young at the time. And this gal sees me from far away, and she's pretty cute.
So,
like, I see her staring at me, and I'm like, fucking, okay, like, maybe she wants some attention.
Yeah.
And so, like, I stare at her back real fucking hard. Just kidding. But, but so, like, I smile at her, and she smiles back, and she's missing her front four
fucking... No!
Oh! Ever since then, the first thing I look at is the goddamn teeth.
Dude, that's terrible.
Oh, my God.
Traumatized.
Like, I know she
dude.
Had a bad case of gingivitis or, like, what was going on there. But her front four teeth, you know she could gleek really good, though.
spit it out.
You know
right
what
to
I mean?
The teeth, yeah.
But
on the topic of teeth, real quick, I slept with this girl for, I want to say, 6 to 7 months consistently and never kissed her. Because I didn't like her teeth.
You didn't tell her, like, your teeth are messed up?
Nah, because then she would have stopped sleeping with me.
But like, did her breath smell too?
No, I mean, I don't know. I never got that close. Well, like, to her mouth.
Wait, what do you mean her teeth were messed up?
Her teeth were fucked up, dude. Did, like, did they underbite, look like corn? Like, dude, oh. It was like, it was bad.
She had vampire teeth,
vampire
like where?
Teeth,
oh,
bro. Yeah,
God.
She had some fucking chompers on her, bro.
They were canines, like she could eat out
dude,
of the dog bowl.
It was really bad.
Oh my God.
Shout out to her though. She just got them fixed.
Well, oh, she
good for
she
her.
Did. Were they veneers?
I think she got veneers.
Okay. My question,
that's a new thing. Yeah, for the veneers, not the braces.
My question is, why didn't that girl? Why did the girl that you saw at that club, didn't even like have fake teeth? Like, why? If I was her, I wouldn't show up without
maybe
my teeth.
You know what? Maybe she left them on her lunch tray. She threw them away. Well, you know what I mean? Who am I to judge?
Hey, Mitchell.
But I caught her at a bad moment.
I mean, think about like hypothetically, like if you were to get head by a girl like by that, like those. You're missing those.
Dude, I wouldn't. If I had a penis, I would not be able to get hard.
Guys, I was so shocked. I didn't think of any of these scenarios.
Yeah, I probably.
I didn't think, like, you know what, that might feel
good. Did you smash?
No.
Okay.
You didn't get gum?
I don't smash. You don't smash in Vegas.
No? No.
Actually,
like, everyone does, but.
Yeah, that's a rule of thumb.
That's how you get the herpes.
You don't know how long that maybe they're like on a week vacation and you're like the fucking 15th dude.
Oh.
And like chicks you're going like home. That, dude.
Huh?
That's gross.
Chicks are.
Chicks
me,
are like that.
Guys and girls.
I've had fun weekend, but I'm just saying like I'm trying to prevent a worse weekend the following weekend.
That wake up sense. With like inflammation.
I'm not here to say like I've never done fun shit like that. I'm just saying. When I'm in the right state of mind, I'm trying to stay away from that.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna go for that gummy head.
Gummy.
No gummy head. No, I'm good off of gummy. Yuck.
You wanna get gummed? Oh,
gummy.
I'm gonna gum you down.
You put them in the freezer.
Oh my God, that's gross. God.
You don't put your gums in the freezer?
All right, no more gum talk. This is gross.
God.
Oh, hang on.
God.
We're way off track. So like. With the guy, your boyfriend at the time.
Yeah.
So dude. Back to that, like, what happened with that? How did you like get out of that relationship?
I remember the exact night.
Oh yeah, how'd you break? Yeah.
The story.
No, how'd you break up with him?
His grandma died.
Oh my God.
Perfect weekend.
Perfect
already
weekend
down in his luck.
Exactly.
Why not bring it up?
Grandma died, and I was like, you know, come over, like a, you know, we could talk. I'll make you feel better. It was not in the way, yeah, PB and gay,
yeah, there you go.
Make you feel better, and he didn't take that the way that I meant it, so, you know, he came over, and I think we, like, what was that, it was, like, Smirnoff vodka or some shit like that.
Oh, yuck.
Oh, Jesus.
And we were drinking a little bit,
that's
and then,
shit.
Yeah, it is, and then he got, you know, he was starting to get a little, he's getting a little rowdy, if you know what I mean. And I was like, honestly, bro, like, I know your grandma just died. And I know you really like me. But I also know that I'm really gay.
That's respectable.
That is.
Yeah.
Any gentleman should.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, like, have you ever, you know, it kind of led into that whole, like, you can't knock it until you try it thing. But I was like, no, I just know, you know. And we were actually able to have a pretty good conversation about it. And by the end of the conversation, we actually agreed to continue to be fake boyfriend and girlfriend. And we wound up becoming, like, best friends.
Were you not afraid you were preventing him from future gals?
What? No. Him and me went out and, like, started getting girls together.
Nice.
Like, we were like, the perfect wingman.
That is admirable.
I mean, you did kind of try it out. You said you made out with him, so.
Yeah, what more do you want from me?
That's kind of trying it out. Yeah. I mean, I'm not.
Oh, I have a good question for you. Have you ever seen a real-life penis?
Yes.
Was it his?
Yes.
Oh, it was his.
Man. Was that the one and only minus television shows?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Wow. Please elaborate.
So when I was going through my little stage of do I like girls and guys or do I just like girls or whatever. I mean, I've hooked up with, like, I've made out with a couple guys before.
Right, right.
And I also had this other boyfriend, like, when I was in, like, the eighth grade. He was like a senior in high school, so yeah. He wanted to like move pretty quick and shit, and like we were like hooking up one day, and
oh shit,
you know, he wanted to do more and pulled it out, and I was like, no,
no,
I'm the worst tease.
Oh, man.
Damn.
Sorry,
teasing the guy.
So those are the only two that I've seen.
Two and only. That's
two and
it.
Only.
Two and done. It's normally one and done, but
yeah,
it's two and like. Blue. Yeah. I don't know.
Man, I was at a good zero until I joined the military.
That's,
I was
just about same. To say that. Yeah.
Then you go fucking do a shower drill, basic training. You're like, God damn it.
Yeah, I unfortunately have seen...
We're a towel man.
I've seen the most penises in my life in the military. Like, I've only seen mine and maybe my brother's when I was young because, you know, when you're growing up, take, like, showers together, you know, like little kids. But other than that, I was like, I don't want to see all these penises.
Dude,
you know?
I was, my parents are divorced, right. And I'm the only boy in the family.
Right.
And so I grew up with just a mom and a sister, so I didn't see any of the sort. And I was uncomfortable, I was shy.
I bet.
I was like, do I fit in here? Like, it was a whole different experience for me, like, when that situation went down.
Yeah, it's life-changing.
I have to see a lot of boobs.
That's pretty cool, though.
It's really cool.
That's not a bad thing.
Boobs are cool.
They are cool. It's not a bad thing for anyone.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's cool.
No one's ever been like, God damn it, there's boobs here. Even straight females. No one's ever done that.
Yeah, straight females are, I mean, yeah, like, all the girls that, like, are here on the island that I run into, like, in the showers and stuff, I have a good enough relationship with these gals where they don't feel weird, like, being naked in front of me, so.
Yeah, kind of, yeah, that's another question. Is it weird for, like, straight females to be around, like, lesbian females, like, naked or, like, in the dressing room or bathroom? Is that kind of, like, awkward?
I mean, you'll always run into one of those girls who, like, automatically thinks that you're trying to, like, have sex with them. When it's, like...
Never had that happen.
Seriously.
It's never been an issue for me.
A lot of girls, like, I'm super outgoing. I love talking to people.
Right.
And I treat everyone the same way,
of course.
You know, when I first meet them.
Yeah.
So, like, there are some gals where, you know, I'll start a conversation with them, like, just being platonic, trying to be nice.
Right.
And they'll be like, and think that I'm, like, trying to get in their pants.
You're like, how about this weather? And they're like,
I have a boyfriend. Seriously. I have a boyfriend. I'm straight.
Yeah, and I'm like, bitch, like, nobody's...
You're like, yeah, it's hot. Let me grab my towel. I'll be right back.
So, yeah, I always run into girls like that, but, no, gals... I don't ever like to make people feel uncomfortable, and
right.
I usually jump into friendships trying to make sure that I don't do or say anything that makes them feel like I'm trying to make a pass at them, even if I am.
That's so weird to me.
Why?
Because I told you, I had, like, the gay uncle, and, like, since I've known he was gay, like, I don't think, like, a gay dude's, like, trying to hit on me, like, every time, like...
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to... So... The don't ask, don't tell came, like, my fourth day in basic training. Like,
right.
That policy was terminated.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a few gentlemen in my platoon at the time who were gay. And, like, not at one time did I think, like, they were, hey,
yeah.
Here, I'm here to hit on you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, same. Like, it was, yeah, just going to school with the gay people, like, I'm not going to automatically assume, like, oh my God, I have to avoid them because they're, like, going to try something. No, just...
Yeah, but I think that's a lot about the kind of guys that you guys are, you know?
Yeah,
true. You guys aren't really like that. Like, and I could tell by just, you know, knowing you for the past few months, like...
Yeah.
I don't think you would automatically assume things like that, but there are a lot of people, a lot of guys and girls. Like, if a gay guy were to walk up to even some of my friends back home, like, it would be a huge issue.
Interesting.
Really?
Wow.
Maybe it's just, like, the environment, too, because, like...
Yeah.
And, like, the mentality, too.
Environment's got to be a big thing. Like,
the most homophobic people that I've met growing up have now come out as being gay or bisexual.
And that's usually how it is, too. Some, like, super homophobic guys, especially, they try to compensate to be super manly, but, like, they're hiding, you know, their sexuality. For example, Aaron Hernandez, the quarterback, or the, what is he, a running back? A fullback?
Tight end.
For the New England Patriots. His father, I was watching a documentary on Netflix, his father was, like, so...
Anti
and homophobic. And poor Aaron had to, like, just kind of compensate and not, I guess, act gay at all. You know, because his dad, he would, like, beat him and, like, just get super aggressive. So he had to live his life in secret being gay. And I guess one of his best friends, you know, was gay too, and they hooked up, and they didn't find out until after, I think, Hernandez died in jail, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, man,
it's crazy.
The parents, I blame the parents for being ignorant and, like, being fearful. I guess it's like, I mean, to each his own, you know?
Well, you only know what you're taught, to be honest.
It's
kind of, like, passed down. Like, I think our, like, when we become parents, like, our kids aren't going to have to be afraid of things like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think we're more open people.
Yeah, knowledge.
Based on, like, how we've grown up and, you know, how advanced society is and shit now.
I'd hope that I'd have a relationship with my children that they'd feel comfortable coming to me first.
Yeah.
Versus going to, like, a friend or a friend's parent. And if I'm not at that level, then I feel like I've done something wrong.
Yeah, for sure. That's what I wish I had growing up.
Yeah.
I wish I could have just gone to my parents. I think, like, I wasn't really, you know, I wasn't close with my dad. My dad was pretty much absent. It was like the typical wait at the front door for your dad to never show up kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And my mom worked full time and went to school full time just trying to, like, take care of me. So I didn't have both. Like, either parents active in my life.
Did you find your dad, the times he did see you, like, trying to overdo it to
up?
Because my parents are divorced, and my dad, he would always, for the most part, he would show up for his weekends, but there'd be, like, months here and there where I wouldn't see him.
Right.
And I felt like those times he would try to overdo it to, like, make up for, like, the last 2 months that he wasn't there. So I was curious, like, you did see that a lot.
That's what made my relationship with him actually 20 times worse.
Yeah.
You know, you can't,
you're
like,
dude, I'm just here to chill. I'm not here to hang out with you.
Exactly. Like, I don't need you to parent me on things that you haven't even been able to witness for the last
So at what age were your parents, were they ever together? And if so, at what age did they divorce? Or were they divorced before you were born?
They were basically, like, dating.
Okay.
And my dad knocked her up. And I think he, like, kicked me and my mom out when I was, like, one. So I was super young. Like, I don't even really remember kind of growing up with him.
Yeah.
And he was active in my life when I was, like, a kid. But when it came to... My first sibling was born between my dad and my stepmom when I was four.
Okay.
And after my second brother was born a year later, that's when my dad kind of...
And you're the oldest of the three?
Yeah, I'm the oldest. Oh, I have four siblings now.
Four? Okay.
Yeah. But my second brother was a preemie. He was actually, like, a miracle baby.
Oh,
he was born blind and only had one kidney that functioned at, like, 30%.
Whoa.
So they moved out of state to be closer to a specialist for my brother. And I kind of...
What state's that?
Jersey, but it was, like, 4 hours away. Yeah. So that, like, made it even harder for me to see my dad.
Is that... I can't remember if you told me in the past. Did you move to Jersey?
I moved to Jersey.
Is that the reason why you did move to Jersey, is to go live with your old man? Or is your mom and you moved to Jersey?
No, so I actually moved to Jersey for a short period because my mom kicked me out when she found out I was gay.
Okay. Oh, she kicked you out for it?
Whoa.
Oh, damn.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
So, yep.
No reason why my mom kicked me out. She's like, hey, you're like 27 now. Like, it's time for you to leave the house.
Yeah.
You know, you have money now. You should leave.
Yeah.
And my mom was like,
mom.
my mom was like, you got to leave the nest. You're a grown-ass man. Get out. And I was like, fair point.
I actually just thought about it the other day. I'm 25 now, and I just realized last week that I don't have, like, a picture with me and both of my parents.
Really,
and I didn't realize, like, how, I mean, it, like, got me super emotional, because you just think about, like, I mean, you see it all the time, like, kids with, like, their parents, like, super happy. And
were you so I'm in the same boat. I can't remember a time, my parents were divorced when I was, like, 7 years old, and I can't remember a time in those 7 years that they were not yelling at each other. So that was my question then. Were your parents, like, when they were together, was it terrible?
Terrible.
It was?
Terrible. Yeah. My dad's an asshole and my mom's hard-headed, so it just never... And
were you, did they always put you in the middle for being the oldest?
No. My mom was great. She always let me choose, like, whatever I wanted to do when it came to my dad.
Okay.
It wasn't really, and, like, she actually motivated me to try and develop a relationship with him, even though he was a huge fucking asshole.
Yeah.
It wasn't until I was, like, 18 where my mom was like, okay, well, you're 18 now, you don't have to be in your father's life, you know, just because he wants to see you doesn't mean you have to see him. So that's when she kind of, like, said, you know, you do whatever you want, but, my dad was more the guy who would try and put me in the middle of things. And
So we talked about all this time that you were in New York and New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
and you are now residing in Seattle, Washington. What made the big fucking jump from one side of the United States to the complete opposite side of the United States?
It was like a chain reaction.
Okay.
I joined the Army to get out of New York, but I'm an idiot because I joined the Reserves, so that's not how it works.
That's a big thing because there's a lot of animosity between the Reserves and active component.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I joined the Reserves, I wish I would have done at least 2 years
active duty
yeah, and gotten same. Out.
Yeah.
Like, I hate having that 1 foot in, one foot out.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I'm still in here, and I can't tell you why. But I have no reason why I can't quit.
Yeah.
But right. It's terrible.
Yeah.
And so, but back to my original question, what was the initial push for you to go to the complete opposite side of the United States?
I got married to a chick that I met in basic, and she was active duty.
Yeah.
And she got stationed at JBLM, and I was like, perfect. I want to get out of New York anyway.
Was it how long did you know her before you guys got married?
Basic training in AIT, so a solid maybe like 6 or 7 months in person, and then we dated long distance for about 4 or 5 more months.
Do you wish you would have like lived together before you guys got married? Or
I mean, yeah, so ideally for like us being married, yes, but I'm honestly like, despite the bad parts about our marriage, she's a great girl, and
sure.
Leaving New York in general just changed my life for the better. So, like, I don't regret making the decision.
Of course.
Obviously, if you're going to choose to marry someone, you hope that you know them pretty well and lived with them, because that's when all the issues really started.
Yeah. Yeah.
Living with someone's a whole different ballgame, but, right. Yeah, I mean, no regrets.
And that's very uncommon where me and Danimal are from, is that people will live, like, with their parents until... So... They'll go to high school, they'll go on a mission immediately, and then they'll either get married within like 2 months of knowing the human being, or
really?
They, oh yeah, you'll find Mormons who get right home from a mission and they fall in love with someone which thinks they love, and then they have a terrible, let's make it work marriage for fucking years on end.
I can't do that. I gotta know someone personally before, like, you know, it took me and my wife, you know, like a while before, you know, we actually knew that you know we were meant to be.
Yeah.
Quick question. I'm gonna go back to the our all straight women by okay. Curious. Do you have any like stories where you actually, I get not made someone like realize, but like any, I guess any instances where like a female was like, holy crap, I am like into women, you know, I am into chicks.
Yeah, I think I've had a few of those. And I don't want to say that it's because of me, but
right.
I think the experience, like a first experience with a chick is either going to show you that you really like it or you just really don't like it, you know what
right.
I mean?
Right, like I don't like pistachio ice cream. I tried it once and I was like, yuck!
Yeah, exactly.
What is this?
yeah, so there actually have been like a few who are like in like long-term relationships with women now, and they were straight like before we met.
Right.
But I think that's, like, common for my life.
Okay.
Like, I'm the gal that all the straight gals go to like, try things out.
Oh, wow.
It's always been like that. Like, yeah. I have so many female friends that have felt comfortable enough to, like, try those things with me.
You just got that, like, personable face. You're like, you know what? She looks nice. I'm gonna ask her.
I think it's that people, like, I like making sure that, like, people in my life trust me.
Right.
And I think that... the people that have, you know, had experience with me,
mm-hmm.
experiences with me, knew beforehand that, you know, like, I'm not the type to run my mouth about what we've got going on.
Right.
You know, I don't know, I'm pretty chill and I'm trustworthy, and I think girls just kind of have trusted me to have that first experience.
Yeah, you give them that trust and comfort.
Exactly,
yeah.
And that's really all it is.
Yeah.
On that subject about, like, not turning people gay or anything like that, but like, so okay, I have a story time. I was in 8th grade, junior high, and there was this girl named Amanda, and she was I don't know if she was gay at the time, but maybe she was experimenting or whatever, but she kind of liked me, you know, and she tried to get at me, and I didn't really get like the signals or the hints, and I kind of was like pushing her away. And the next year, when we started high school, freshman year, she was with a girl. I was like, oh, no way. I was like, oh my God, I turned her gay. Like, I turned her gay. Oh my God. Like, what if I was a guy to make that decision for her to, like, maybe try things out, and maybe she liked it, she would, like, be with me, but I totally denied her that opportunity.
Yeah.
I was like, holy crap. I'm like, to my friends, guys, I think I turned her gay.
Yeah.
And they just started making fun of me. I'm like, dude, you're so bad at, like, talking to girls, you made her turn gay. I'm like, no, that's not it. Like, I don't think I did. I think Well, now I know.
Think,
yeah.
I think you're either you're gay, you're straight, or you like both. Right. I think you're always that way. I don't think something happens in your life where you turn gay. It's, I mean, sexuality isn't like, it's not like a switch you could flip on and off.
Right.
You know, it's not like you like chocolate ice cream today and tomorrow you don't like chocolate. It just doesn't work that way.
I hate chocolate. I hate strawberry ice cream. It's so disgusting.
Like, but the combination of the Neapolitan.
Oh, that's the only way I'll eat strawberry ice cream.
It's fucking good.
Yeah.
That's the only way I'll eat ice cream.
Yeah. I was my ex-wife, I was her first chick.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. First chick. Wow. And ever since we've split up, she hasn't been with a chick.
Do you find it harder?
Really?
Like, so you were your wife's first chick.
Yeah.
Is it more difficult to find, like, mutual grounds or, like, connecting on a certain level to someone who, like, you're their first chick compared to someone who's known they've been out of the closet for a minute now? Or is it a lot easier to kind of show them the ropes and, like, you know, be there for them for their hard times, their bad times? Like, what's the good and bad between that?
I think it depends on the gal. And it's, like, a big thing that comes into play is, like, comfort, especially when it comes to, like, sex.
Yeah.
Because, like, having sex with a girl if you've never had sex with a girl is, like...
I have sex with girls all the time. well, one girl specifically. The one and only.
Yeah, but so, like, your first time, like, do you remember your first time?
Oh, very vividly.
Like, were you, like, tripping a little bit inside? Like, and what do I do with
this
thing?
That's another misconception guys. We all remember our first time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it's just like that with a girl. Imagine, like, I don't know, like, there's a vagina in your face and you don't know what to do with it. Like.
Yeah. Now I'm, like, bring it on.
Yeah.
First course, second course, third course, and dessert.
There you go.
What do you mean by that?
I don't want to go into detail.
Yeah, so it's like, I think it's a comfort thing. Like, some girls are easier to, like, get comfortable with in the bedroom. And, like, they'll be willing to try different things.
Right.
Whatever, some girls aren't.
Like, without talking to someone, can you, like, read the room? Can you be like, hey, these guys are kind of kosher with my sexuality? Or do you, and can you find, like, without even talking to anyone or just, like, the animosity in the room, can you be like, hey, maybe I shouldn't bring this out of the time? So you can tell at a quick glance, like, hey, maybe I should just keep low-key about this, or these guys are going to be fun, go happy with it.
Yep.
Okay.
100%.
We got time for one more question, and this is kind of like a random, like, maybe dumb question, but can you explain to us what exactly is a butch? I mean society has, like, portrayed butches as, like, females, gay females with, like, short hair, wear, like, short sleeves,
rocking a Subaru,
tennis shorts, golf shorts,
the lab
fucking
dog.
The lab dog.
Yes. Has, like, a fucking, like, an IPA beer sticker on the back of their window.
Oh, yucks.
So I think the term butch, it generalizes a group of lesbians that are more masculine. It's definitely, like, an old term. We don't really call, like nobody really calls me a butch. Huh?
Like, from the 90s?
I wouldn't say you're butch.
No.
Yeah, like,
you're very well taken care of.
Yeah, like, you know, I wouldn't call me a butch, but,
I mean, you're always looking suave. Your hair's done up. You got your stud earrings in.
Fucking
you
know, eyebrows, actually, which didn't know was a thing until a few
that
weeks ago.
I've been called. That's what suave? A lot of... No, stud.
Stud. You're
yeah. So it's a like a more masculine lesbian. So, like, obviously I'm not girly. Yeah. But I'm also not, like...
You're an in-betweener.
I still can be feminine sometimes.
What's like... Uh-huh. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
What's, like, is there, like, a big animosity between, like, the more masculine lesbians and, like, the lipstick lesbians? Do they not like each other at all?
No, so lipstick and masculine lesbians love each other.
Really?
Because we fuck each other.
Oh, God. yeah, I forgot. Duh.
Masculine lesbians hate masculine lesbians. kids.
Really? Is it like intimidation, like threat levels?
Oh my god, so girls are there, fucking salty, dude.
Do the lipstick gals like other lipstick gals? Is that a thing?
Or they want like a masculine lesbian?
Yeah, so like lipstick lesbians can get along until like a masculine or a stud lesbian walks into the room, and then it turns into like the Olympics.
All eyes on them.
Yeah, yes, dude, Olympics.
Man, honestly, the lesbian community is so fucked up. Really? Everyone's just jealous. I mean, you throw 100 females into the room, it doesn't matter what they look like. Females are going to be...
They're going to argue about something.
Something. They're jealous, they're catty. 20 of them are on their period. The other 20 are, you know, getting cheated on while they're in the room. Like, it's just... Lesbians are nuts, dude.
And it's so, funny, yeah.
You've been with both? Is that right?
Or like, with not? Lesbians and straight.
Oh, no, I'm saying you've been, like, butch and, like, the lipstick type. Like,
So I've never been a butch. Lipstick type.
No, okay.
Stud. Oh, really?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
It's just not me.
Really? You don't...
I don't think I'd be butch either.
You'd definitely be a lipstick.
I think so.
Definitely.
You probably would.
I mean, my name's Metro for a reason. I mean, I love taking care of myself.
And that's normal, though. Guys nowadays, I feel like this generation of guys like to take care of themselves more. But, like, me growing up, it's kind of like you got to look grimy and, like, beard and, like, all that stuff. And now you see, like, the guys like to take care of themselves. And that's perfectly great.
Dude, I lived with just a mom and a sister. I had no choice but to fucking take care of myself.
See, I was the opposite. I wonder if that's why I, like, dress the way that I do. I grew up with all dudes.
Like, I had to wear, like, a pencil skirt just to fit in.
Oh, yeah. Your little sister, Christina?
Christina just had to wear a rock a pencil skirt.
That's where she came.
You guys will see Christina at some point, probably, and I hope.
Whenever a website's created.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm not... If I was a straight woman, I would 100% go for a well-groomed guy over... A long beard, scruffy looking.
Well, you like a man who takes care of himself and has confidence in that.
Absolutely.
And wants to, no one wants someone who can't fucking take care of themselves.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Get the hot dog out of your beard. Like, what are you doing?
Oh, yuck.
There's mustard.
Oh, you got a little piece of corn and like
flavor saver.
Flavor saver.
It's a midnight snack.
Yeah, you just pick it out of your beard.
You wake up from a nap, you're kind of hungry. You want a fucking, you want a little snack.
Oh, that's
comb
disgusting.
It out. So gross.
That's
disgusting. So gross.
Well, CJ. It was really great to have you on this episode. You know, you're just a great human being, and I love talking to you. You're hilarious. You and I always have a good time. You always make me laugh.
We love you.
Oh, we freaking love you guys. It's fun. It's good times, and you know, in the future, you're definitely going to be on the podcast again.
Please make sure
as a host. Ooh. So we're going to be interviewing others. So you're going to be here interjecting and putting your ideas and stuff. So
I'm excited.
It's definitely going to be fun.
Hard knocks.
Hard knocks all the way.
Hell and yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time, we apologize for the rain. We cannot help the living conditions that we stay in, unfortunately. So if you do hear raindrops in the background, that is not our fault.
It's a hard knock life.
It's a hard knock life.
Goddamn right.
God.
All right, guys. Thank you guys for listening. Stay tuned for next week's episode.
Peace.
All right,
peace.
See you later.
Bye.